from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Before we pivot, yeah. Like the podcast.
The pivot.
Because we're going to pivot like the podcast. Last 17 games, batting 359, 11 home runs, 18 RBIs, 17 runs, 423 OBP, 15 extra base hits. Yeah, he's on fire. He's rolling right now.
Wow.
But you know what else is on fire? Huh. The 49ers right now. That's where we're starting, and that's where we're going to probably end. Look, congrats to the Giants. They got back to 500. Awesome.
Logan Webb got a win.
Camilo Duvall looked good. Great. Awesome.
Don't forget Taylor Rodgers striking out two lefties in a row.
Great.
I think it was the most high leverage situation he's been in all year. Runners on second and third.
No outs.
Wood coming to the plate.
Awesome.
I know.
Awesome.
I'm just twisting the knife.
Why are you twisting?
The Giants. It just feels so irrelevant compared to the Ayuk situation.
Well, that's where we're going right now. Brandon Ayuk. Rumor galore. And last night, Matt Maiocco. I see already David Hernandez. IU could kick rocks. It is so funny how fans flip on a player. It's all good though. We're gonna get into it. Matt Maiocco yesterday broke some news and we heard the rumors and all everybody was trying to break news. Oh, breaking news, IU to the Steelers, and nothing happened yet. Nothing had happened yet. However, when Matt Maiocco tweets out, and he had to tweet Sunday night, and then last night, basically, the Niners are willing to listen to trade offers for Brandon Ayuk, and they've given a star wide receiver permission to negotiate a contract with other teams. However, when we talk about leverage and this and that and who has the leverage, well, Ayuk's not going to Boston. They want guarantees that he's going to re-sign with them and sign a long-term deal. He's not going to do that with New England. He refused to do that at the NFL draft, and he's not going to do it now. Now, Cleveland is very intriguing, but is Cleveland really willing to give up Amari Cooper? Are they really willing to give up Amari Cooper? So we're going to get into how we got here, and why I think this has been bad business. But, you know, both parties are guilty, but I think the Niners overplayed their hands. They had a guy who was willing to sign a contract shortly after the Super Bowl, wanted to get it done. They balked, they waited, they balked, they waited. It didn't get through the NFL trade deadline. And you don't move them. And now here we are in the midst of training camp, getting ready for a preseason game against Tennessee, Saturday night in Nashville. And now we're talking about trading the ex-wide receiver on your football team. Because when the Niners break the huddle in practice right now, you know who their ex-wide receiver is? Chris Conley. It's Chris Conley. Is he ready for that role? Is Jennings ready for that role? Is Pearsall ready for that role? We're talking about Brandon Ayuk here. And to me, it just feels like we've underrated him. And now we're in August, and we're thinking about, as we get ready for a Super Bowl, we're talking about trading Brandon Ayuk and not replacing him with a player. I mean, if they get Amari Cooper, it's a miracle. That'd be a miracle.
To your point, like, overarching theme. I think the majority of Niner fans really like Brandon Ayuk, want to see him stay on the team, and are really disappointed that this has gotten this far down the road. That's what I think the majority of Niner fans want to see Ayuk play for the Niners, sign some sort of a deal to stay here. Like, and to a degree, the Niners are victims of their own success. When you have this many people making top dollar, you know, it's really, really, really difficult. Now, I'm a believer, and I don't know. We're not there. We're not in the negotiations. I have no idea who is driving the hard line. I believe most of the time it's both. It's two parties, because I believe it takes two to tango in any scenario. But when a deal is made, typically, whether it's a marriage, whether it's a compromise amongst, you know, right, business associates, whether you're purchasing a house, whatever, two parties lose a little, yep, and they meet in the middle. That's my belief on how most deals are done.
Right.
And I don't know who's driving the hard line here, but I believe it to be both parties. Did the Niners come in at a number from the beginning that was just never going to get the deal done? Probably. I mean, let's just, right, call it what it is. Probably. There's a reason Parag Marate has been employed by the York family for decades.
Right.
He's really good at his job, and he's a stickler for every nickel. That we know. Okay, we know that. I also know, I think the Niners got bent over pretty hard last year with the Bosa thing. Mm. And if you think about it, when you get screwed by one, the very next guy that comes up in line, are you going to get screwed again? Probably not. And so I think the Niners, to your point, probably did overplay their hand a little on this one. Simultaneously, I don't know what Brandon Ayuk, right, it has as a sticking offer. Did he have a specific number in mind that he was never going to budge from? Did the number originally, was it originally lower? And then other people came in the door, and now that number elevated, which is fair. Because once all these other houses in the neighborhood start selling, my house value goes up, and I want to sell at a certain price. Like, in this scenario, I'm really disappointed because I do see both sides of this one. And I just want this guy to be on this team for one more run.
That's all I want to. And look, man, we look at Bosa's contract and his money that he's going to get and the base salary or whatnot and the cap that he's going to end up getting. He's making some big-time money, Nick Bosa. Big-time money. And look, he's worth it. And I look at Javon Hargrave, making big time money. 2025 is going to make 28. It's going to make 29 to 2026. We'll see if he even gets there. To not take care of our own, as Niner fans, we've been looking for top flight wide receivers and drafting wide receivers for many, many years. Many, many years. And you finally get a guy who went the JUCO route and went to Arizona State. And I listened to the Pivot podcast again last night, and I was listening to it on the way this morning just to rehash some things. And because there was a lot of nastiness going on online yesterday by beat writers who shall remain nameless, basically just assassinating his character, basically calling him a child, basically saying he's not an adult in the room, even though he showed up to camp and held in to try to get a new deal done, and he's been at practice. And this playbook gets sickening to me when it comes from white journalists assassinating black characters in sports. And I'm not trying to make it a race thing at all, but I see this all the time, and it's nasty work that Ayuk is a child. He's not being an adult. He's being immature, blah, 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 blah. And it's citing Deebo Samuel as an example of being an adult. We remember what happened after 2021 with Deebo Samuel. It was nasty work by Deebo. Nasty work when he lost a lot of fans, lost a lot of Q rating for the way he was acting, trying to get a new deal. So I'm not with the character assassination when I hear from his JUCO coach in Sierra saying, man, this guy was on time all the time. He worked his ass off. He was in the film room. I had no issues with Brandon Ayuk. None whatsoever. You go to Herm Edwards. What did Herm Edwards and Antonio Pierce and all those guys say about Brandon Ayuk? They love the guy. He had offers to Colorado State. He had offers to Kansas, Tennessee. He went to Arizona State to play with Herm. Didn't play a lot early on at Arizona State. And then next thing you know, he takes off. And as we were talking about N'Keal Harry, other people were like, there's this Brandon Ayuk guy at Arizona State who's going to be better than all of them. And he becomes a first-round pick, and we don't know who he is. And he starts off slow during the pandemic season. Of course, he has that great run on Sunday Night Football against the Philadelphia Eagles. But what we're not going to do is assassinate this character. You may think that he's asking for too much, and that may be a thing. He may be asking for too much. But I have no problem with any player, whether they're overrated, underrated, betting on themselves. And that's basically what Brandon Ayuk is doing. He's saying, I can be an X and I could be a wide receiver in any system and make this thing go. I believe in my talents. You want me to run deep crossers? I can do that. You want me to run stutter and goes? I can do that. You want me to get my nose in dirty and go block middle linebackers? I can go do that too. I can be a well-rounded wide receiver. And we finally got one. And I just, I thought about a conversation Guru and I were having with a former member of the 49ers at the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame. And that person came out and said, and I respect this former player to the teams. He shall remain nameless. But he told Guru and I, you can ask Guru when he comes in here, Sasky. He goes, so you look at the receiver room right now. Who you betting on? You betting on Debo? You betting on Jennings? You betting on Ayuk? I said, I'm betting on Ayuk. Guru said the same thing. And that former player said, you guys hit it on the head. It's Brandon Ayuk, and that's the only answer. You cannot let this guy go. You cannot let this guy go in this offense, in this system. So here we are here. And this to me, this is bad business. This is bad business. Ayuk may end up going to Pittsburgh, which he wants. What did he say on the Pivot Podcast? If I had a guess, I'd play for the Niners, I'd play for the Commanders with Jaden Daniels, or I'd go to Pittsburgh and play with Mike Tomlin and those dogs over there with Darnell Washington, Firemuth, and Jaylen Warren, and Najee Harris, and George Pickens, and I feel really good over there. But he wants to be a Niner. He wants to be a Niner. He wants to be here. So I think in this situation, it's bad business by the 49ers to take it this far. If you're going to have a game plan, if you know who's going to go this route, why not just trade him at the NFL draft and get a player that can help you now? Now you're going to trade this guy and you're going to put this pressure on Brock, Pearsall, Conley, Jennings to step up for Brandon Ayuk? All right, that to me is bad business, Shasky. This is terrible.
Well, I mean, it sounded like they were close, and then, you know, the market kind of exploded, and then the Niners gave, again, I'm just reading the tea leaves here. The Niners, you know, gave him either a deadline with a number attached to it, and Brandon Ayuk refused it, or maybe the Niners never came up from their original offer. That I don't know. I legitimately don't know. He requested a trade. You know, he's there. This is one of the rare circumstances, B, where I do see both sides.
I see both sides.
And I understand, being frustrated at the Niners. I really do. If they were 27 other teams, if the Niners were 27 other teams, they probably could do some wiggle room here and find a way to find the extra $4 or $5 million or whatever it is the difference and cave into what his demands are. But they are one of the few teams that literally has 40 guys of the 75 that are in camp right now. 40 guys are looking for a new contract. 40.
That's not
looking I counted good. It out. 40 guys. Okay. And so there is a pecking order. And again, this is just what my understanding is.
Right. 40 guys looking for a new deal.
There are 40 guys that are going to be either restricted or unrestricted right. free agents at the end of this year of the 75-man roster. 40 guys, okay?
How many will be on the 53 is what I want.
Well, so I'll just, let's go right down the let's list. Right I mean, Elijah list. Mitchell, who was sat in out on Sunday. Brandon Ayuk, Chris Connolly, Trent Taylor, Malik Turner, Logan Thomas, Braden Willis, Aaron Banks, Colton McKivitz. Right. I'm just going, Jalen Moore. None of those guys are on the caliber of Brandon Ayuk. Okay, yeah. Wait till I get to the end. Here. Givens, Malik Collins, let's go to the linebackers. Dre Greenlaw can be an unrestricted free agent if they buy him out for $1 million. DeAndre Campbell, I look at the secondary, and this is where it gets kind of tricky. Hufanga, Lenore, Ombre Thomas, all of these guys can be free agents. Charvarius Ward. So Brandon Ayuk is one of many guys, and I feel like they did probably try to prioritize him, and there's a pecking order here. And I think CMC needing new money might have jumped the pecking order. Well, I think Trent Williams needing new money might have jumped the pecking order.
They have.
I think Brandon Ayuk, they have money allotted to him, and whether it's enough for him or not, I don't know. But there are other people in line probably with their hand out. If you're not going to pay Brandon, well, I'm willing to negotiate now of these other guys that I reference. And you could say, Joe, Brandon Ayuk is more important than all those guys that you reference. I agree. But the way you build a team is could I get three of these guys for the price of Brandon Ayuk? I don't know if that's the calculation they're doing.
That's what they did with Brandon. That's what they did with DeForest Buckner. They thought we could get Jimmy Ward and Eric Armstead and we could get Javon Kinlaw. Now, Kinlaw didn't work out. Jimmy Ward ended up leaving and he left him with a sour note. The way he acted in Philadelphia, that was not matured me. That was not maturity.
I would agree with you. We acted
at the end there. But when you bring up guys like Elijah Mitchell, he's going to be gone. Jalen Moore, he doesn't play. The big boys. I'm looking at Traverius Ward, D'Amador, Lindor, Hufanga. Okay, cool. Greenlaw, I feel like we may be looking at D Winters taking his spot. Or Jalen Graham taking his spot. Trey Greenlaw may never be the same after that Achilles tendon. I mean, we may never see that.
I think
when it comes to football, am I gonna pay Drake? I love Drake Greenlaw. He's one of my favorite players. But am I gonna invest multi-million dollars in a guy coming off a tour to ACL when I know that I got D Winters and Jalen Graham on the cheap alongside Fred Warner?
But that's the other side of the, like, there's this always this thing, if IU goes on the field, he could tear his ACL. No one ever looks at it from, and I'm not saying I cape up for management, but no one ever looks on the other side, like, we gave Dre Greenlaw a massive contract. He was worth it.
Yeah,
and
he
tore his Achilles, and now you're paying him for tearing his Achilles, and that sucks, right? So it goes both ways.
At least he tore it in the Super Bowl.
What?
He tore it in the Super Bowl.
No,
playing his ass off. You know, something can't do it.
I'm not blaming him. What I'm saying, though, is that everyone says, you could get hurt. You could get hurt, which you can. You could also get hurt after you get paid.
Absolutely.
Todd Gurley's a great example.
But don't you
pay Todd Gurley, and he got hurt, and he was never the same.
But don't you want to do right by the player? That gives your organization the respect that they deserve, and other players see that. Like, you know what? No matter what, they did right by the player.
But outside of the Buckner situation, where they did send him to a place where he got his money, when have they ever done
well. They've done really well with this regime. However, I was thinking about this yesterday.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Harbaugh era ended, and there was a lot of leaks everywhere, right? People are talking, leaking everywhere. Here we are going into year 8 of Shanahan and Lynch, and there's people chirping all over the place.
It's a byproduct of success.
This place was so buttoned up when they started, and it was buttoned up. But for somehow, things have spiraled to the point where there's rumors here, there's rumors there, there's trades here. Our off seasons have not been drama-free whatsoever. Every single offseason, there's something that's hanging over. Now, to their credit, they've been able to put that to the side and get far in the playoffs and get deep into the season and play winning football. Credit to them for blocking out the noise. They know how to do that very, very well. But at the same time, there's just so much leakage going on and reports by beat writers or whatnot. I'm thinking, damn, can we button this up a little bit? Well, man, that's where I got pissed off. When you look at the Pivot podcast, where the first time he ever spoke, he goes, look, man, I thought we were negotiating. I was getting my suit ready. I thought we had a deal done. And all of a sudden, I'm seeing things in the media and they're reporting numbers. That's not good business.
That's not good negotiations.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And that ticked off the player. Players get ticked off by that stuff. Wow. When you start leaking numbers out there and they're having a negotiation back and forth, and all of a sudden the leak gets out to Adam Schefter or it gets out to Ian Rappaport, you're watching TV. It's like, wait a minute. I thought that was a private conversation. So now it just feels like... teams and the player, both these parties, are trying to get ahead of the PR trade, right? They're trying to get the headline to say, hey, hold on, we're doing it well. Hold on. Just like the Klay Thompson situation in a way, where things got nasty with Klay at the end. All those stink pieces. I'm like, can the players just leave?
Yeah, but you can't control, like, for the like the Adam Schefter stuff. Like, you could feel that the team leaked it. I don't know. I don't know what ended up happening.
It's coming from somewhere.
But you also need to be emotionless. If you're going to say everything's a business, right, to some degree you have to understand part of the business model in the professional sports world is everything gets leaked. And fair or not, that's what ends up happening. To your point about now things are going to get, there's no doubt it is very chaotic. They've got mega superstars who are on cameras everywhere. They're on the receiver dock. They've got millions of followers on various social media platforms. Their wives, the team is so popular, some of the wives are as popular as some of the players on the team, right? And then this is a byproduct of the success. When you're in the Super Bowl and you're pounding on the NFC Championship door every single year, I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but the Chiefs had a similar contract thing go down with Chris Jones, where Chris Jones, they just won the Super Bowl. And Chris Jones is in the stands week one with two guys that look like they're from the mob, right? So even Kansas City with the Golden Boy has had issues.
Right. And so they've had issues and they still come into camp. And this narrative that, and there's another narrative that I want to debunk today, is that, you know, Brandon Ayuk's priority is to get the back. Yeah, he wants to take care of himself and his family. There's no doubt about that. But you don't think the guy wants to win? Now we're questioning winning. Like, you bring up Chris Jones. I was talking to somebody. It was funny. You bring up Chris Jones. I was talking to somebody yesterday about Chris Jones. It's like, remember he held out? Everybody tried to say it was about his weight. Yeah, he wanted to be taken care of as the top of the top. He's a big-time player. Let me be the top of the top. And he misses the games. They finally paid him, and he goes out there and dominates again. Again, in the biggest games, because a guy at the end of the day wants to win.
Yeah.
All these players want to win, but they also want to get taken care of, right? So, look, what does this offense look like with Brandon Ayuk? Because right now my mind is Brandon Ayuk's not on this football team. So now I'm looking at, how does this offense move without Brandon Ayuk? We're going to have Larry Kruger on at 8:30. He's been at every practice. I got to know what's going on in practice. Kawakami's going to join us at 9:20 to talk about the cap, because he's saying some different things where Brock Purdy's money won't really take effect into the cap until 2026. So I'm trying to figure out what the hell's going on with the cap and Brock Purdy's money and how you navigate through that. But right now, Brandon Ayuk has been told to go negotiate a deal with Cleveland, New England. It's probably not going to happen with New England. And Cleveland, I know he doesn't want to go there. And if the Niners do trade with Cleveland, they're going to want Amari Cooper. That'd be great if we get Amari Cooper. That'd be awesome.
It's a decent compensation package.
That's a great compensation package.
I think most of us would prefer to have Ayuk, right? Like, we want Ayuk.
I don't want Ayuk gone.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I want to have Ayuk on the team. I want one last run with this team. But, like, you know, maybe he wants top dollar. I don't know if he wants top dollar, but I'll say this. He had three games in the regular season and one game in the playoffs to prove what it would look like, him as the number one minus Debo. And it was a little spotty. And you could say, Joe, they didn't also have their left tackle. Very fair. They might not have their left tackle in years moving forward. Yeah, the quarterback didn't play well. Totally fair. Like, but the guys that are commanding $30 million plus have been A1 targets on their roster for multiple years. And this is a small sample.
They also have different offenses, though, Joe. They also are pass-first offenses where their running games are not the focal point of their offenses.
Which is why I've been saying since day one, does it make good – I'm asking out loud. Does it make good team-building sense?
For this guy, yes. He's an ex. He's a dog. He does everything on every single down. He gets down and dirty in this offense. You want people to get down and dirty, block it downfield. You're looking at those Christian McCaffrey runs. Just looking at the highlights again last night. Damn, there's number 11 blocking downfield, 50 yards downfield. How many wide receivers don't want to block? Who don't? Hell, Debo Samuel, they say he tips off plays because when he's not getting the ball, you know, I'm just going to loggly gag off the line of scrimmage. And I'm not picking off Debo at all. All this stuff matters in this offense.
I
was trying to explain that with Ryan Clarkson. Look, man, I do everything they ask. First and second down, I'm cracking down on linebackers. I got no problem with that. Third down, I'm going to go beat this guy. I'm going to go beat this guy one-on-one. So you know what? If they're going to move him, move him. But I think it's bad business that they waited this long to move him when we're trying to get ready for a regular season. And if you don't get a player that can help you for this season, then I'm going to be a little concerned about this team.
But I mean, obviously, I mean, they're not a better team with Ayuk off the team. Like, there's just not. There's no other way around it. But B, like, I don't pay a guy $31 million a year.
I don't know if he's asking
to
for
block,
that.
Right? We don't know what he's asking for.
Well, they're paying George Kittle a lot of money to block. He's blocking on the most crucial downs in the Super Bowl.
And this is,
how many times we see that? No, we don't pay George Kittle to block. Well, that's what he does. He got three targets in the damn Super Bowl against Kansas City.
And he's making half of what he got.
But he got his guaranteed money, though. They moved his money on it. He got paid. He got his money. All right, let's put this up on the other side.
But Ayuk has gotten more guaranteed money through 3 years than Domino Lenore and Hufanga.
I'm not going to pocket watch. I'm not going to pocket watch today. I'm not going to pocket watch today. He's worth every damn dime, and he deserves the bag. He's one of the best X receivers in this league. And you know what? If you want to trade him, then trade him. To hell with it. Let's see what this passing game looks like moving forward without Brandon Ayuk, because that's what I'm ready for. And we're going to see what's what. We're going to see who's who. That's what's coming up, brought to you by Robert.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.